Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribhai Phule Pune University. He elaborated on the Indian military's new approach, saying that they have drawn a new line in military operations by connecting terrorism to critical resources, including water. The CDS also said that Operation Sindoor, which was launched as a swift and precise response to the brutal Pahalgam terror attack, targeted terror camps across the border and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Flood situation remains grim in several northeastern states, triggered by continuous rainfall. In Assam, over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. Mr. Modi expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Shaten in Lasin. The Indian Air Force has launched rescue and relief operations in Sikkim as the northeastern state reels under landslides and floods. The IAF has rescued the first batch of civilians stranded in Shaten, North Sikkim. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Air Force and NDRF teams have evacuated 34 persons today at Lachen in Mangan district. The evacuation drive has to be suspended due to the inclement weather later in the evening. The tourism department has issued advisory for tourists that roads led to Lachen and Lachung are temporarily closed due to landslides, but there is no problem in visiting other places in Sikkim. Mangan district administration told that there are 130 to 150 tourists are still stranded at Lachen. Governor Om Prakash Mathur visited Singtham today to monitor the situation. Governor asked the local people to remain vigil and also instructed the administration to provide all support to them. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert over northeast India. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani told Akashvani News that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the region during the next 2 days.
The current heavy rainfall spell over mainly northeastern states is still continuing, but the intensity has been reduced substantially. And during last 24 hours, the heavy rainfall mainly confined to the area of Meghalaya. And in the weather warning, mainly northeast India, we have given heavy to very heavy rainfall for next 24 hours, covering Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, NMMT, mainly Meghalaya, Tripura, and Manipur and Mizoram will be heavy to very heavy rainfall for today.
Maharashtra School Education Minister Dada Bhuse today announced that the state will introduce basic military training for students from class 1. State Minister stated that retired soldiers will play a key role in imparting training alongside sports teachers, members of the National Cadet Corps and scouts and guides. He said this decision is intended to nurture love for the country and instill habits of regular exercise and discipline which will benefit students throughout their lives. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And in badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of Indonesia Open in Jakarta today. Sindhu defeated Japan's Nozomi Okuhara in the first round. Men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also entered the round of 16 after thrashing Indonesian duo of Leo Rolly and Vegas Maulana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.